It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes. Welcome to another episode of Animation. I don't know my volume levels because I don't got my headphones on, y'all.
So you know what? These headphones don't even have anything coming through them, so.
Wait, what? It's not coming through the headphones?
Nah, but it's cool. I'm going to go with Keenan.
All right. Well, it's another episode of Animation. Squad is back in halfway effect somewhat. You know, myself, Rob in the building.
Yes, sir.
The killer Cam.
On Cam.
Is on.
Cam is on Cam.
Deck. You know the Cam is. You follow the Patreon. You get to see Cam and his locks out here looking long and swinging out here.
Yeah.
Tatted up Cam. First shout out I want to give is to, of course, our brother right here, Rob. Rob Fonda, man. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much. I was going to say, you know, I haven't powered up since the wedding.
Really?
Right.
I haven't. Why would I? I mean, I wasn't on the show last week, but we did two power-ups at the wedding.
Yeah.
Which we posted on the Patreon. So, again, if you're on the Patreon, you can see the video of that, which was fun. I had a great time. I mean, it was awesome having you all there.
Thank you for having us, bro.
You know, and I was so glad we got to do that in the middle of everything. But the DJ stops. The music is just like, I hope everything's all right out there right now. They were very confused why there were a bunch of grown men screaming in the middle of the wedding. But, it was perfect. You know, it worked out great, and I had a great time. So thank you very much.
Man, such a good-ass time, man. Glad. You invited us. We were to show up. We was dancing out there. I'm sure. I think Brennan has video of us dancing. Brennan got some video that, or some pictures and stuff that he's an asshole about. He took some pictures that he probably shouldn't have. But that's Brennan. That's what he does. I absolutely believe it. That's what he does. Somebody said they're going as Team Rocket. That's actually a good Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah.
Poochie said him and his wife are going as Team Rocket.
That's a good couple's costume.
That's probably a good topic. We probably can just, if you want to just do a little bit of that on top of the story.
Yeah.
Our Halloween, or who we go as.
You know, well, I'll think about it.
Okay.
We got some time.
All right, yeah. So you know what we're doing here. One-offs, talk our shit, debates. We have some fun on here, man. And yeah, we got a little bit of anime news for y'all. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah, so as we just found out this last week, Christopher Ayres, who was the voice actor for Frieza here in the States, you know, on Dragon Ball Z Kai, passed away, which was terrible, you know, terrible tragedy. It sucks. You know, he seems like he was sick and he had passed away, and you know, it's a shame. And I know we lost the voice actress that played Bulma in Japan, and yeah, I mean, iconic character, iconic voice, and it'll be interesting to see where they go from here. I mean,
yeah,
you think they got to recast it at this point, right?
Yeah, or I mean, they pull one of the other voice actors that, you know, does the voice, and just now bring them over.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they did have Linda Young, who was a woman that did Frieza's voice prior in Dragon Ball Z, just proper, you know, Dragon Ball Z proper. But she's still out there. You could bring her back, get the original cast back here, and maybe work with her again. But also, I mean, the thing with voice acting, too, you know, we've seen it before. You know, they can find people that can replicate the voice, or they could go in a completely new direction.
Yeah, they probably want to keep it somewhat close. Bring one of the other voice actors in just because that's familiarity. Because you bring a man to do the movie, dub over the movie or whatever.
Like, what is this?
And we're like, yo, bro, hey, I'm Frieza.
You want it to be recognizable when you see the
character. If I go in there and be like, what's up, man? It's Frieza, man. Yo, I need the Dragon Balls again. They're like, yo, who the fuck is this guy doing his voice? Is terrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know, it's a sad story. He was only 56, so pretty young. And
man,
it sounds like the cause of death has not been specified. So, you know, we don't know exactly what it was. It just seems like maybe he got some sort of health problems and it caught up to him. And, you know, he had some sort of cardiac obstructive pulmonary disease that was diagnosed back in 2017. So, you know, probably related to that. But it's just sad, you know, only 56 years old, not a very old guy.
2021 has been one of the worst fucking years. It just has.
They keep doubling down. Like every year, it feels like we're just like
since 2016.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, it can't get any worse than this. Check this out.
Yeah.
What about this?
How dare you say this?
you don't think we got levels to this? We can go another one. I can do another round.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, what do you, Frieza wise? What did Frieza kind of mean to you, character wise? That it was his. No, do you feel like Frieza's one of the top or most memorable villains like in anime?
Oh. Definitely most recognizable, at least for someone who doesn't know Dragon Ball. I know him as that, so.
Yeah,
for sure. No, I mean, yeah, like just like Cam said, I mean, it's Dragon Ball is essentially one of those shows where even if you don't know anime or you don't know, you it's recognizable,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a character that, I mean, you love to hate. Like, what's so fun about Frieza is even though he's a horrible, reprehensible, irredeemable character, like you love to hate him because he's that guy that you know you can hate. He's always going to do the shitty thing. You know, he's like a Joker in a way. Like, you know what you're going to get from him.
And he makes the heroes rise
to the challenge to overcome something so awful. I mean, that's one of the things with Dragon Ball is so often they have redemption for their villains, like Vegeta or Piccolo.
Yeah.
People come over to the good side. And I always liked that Frieza just stayed bad. Frieza was just like, you know what? I'm good.
They had to a certain point. You can't bring every freaking villain over. At some point, it's like, this is the formula. I don't want to hear this shit. So, and that's why I always say, when people try to dog Dragon Ball Z or whatever as a whole, it's like, do you understand there's no other anime that is this recognizable? As big as One Piece is, as big as Bleach on top of that, as big as... Maybe Naruto is... No, I can't even say Naruto because...
I would say Pokemon and... Dragon Ball Z are probably the most recognized, just because I know when I was a kid, I wasn't necessarily. I watched a little bit of Pokemon, didn't watch any Dragon Ball Z, but I knew what they were and I knew that they were anime.
Exactly. You go up to even like a girl that doesn't watch anime, somebody doesn't watch anime, they know who the fuck Goku is, Vegeta
and a lot
is.
Of that's just merchandise because it's everywhere.
Right.
Video games, clothing, everything. It's toys. It's all there.
Yeah. You ask somebody whether they're a casual fan or somebody that doesn't know anime at all what anime is, they're gonna most likely probably say Dragon Ball Z or Pokemon. They're not gonna think Luffy from One Piece. They're not going to think, they probably can't name any other character besides the main character. Dragon Ball, I feel like, is the place where you can name multiple characters, even if you've never watched it, or at least they're recognizable. Oh, that's the green, that's Piccolo, that's that dude.
You know you've seen it before somewhere.
Exactly. So, yeah, man. It is coming up. Halloween is coming up, man. I think, does this drop on Halloween, Cam? Or drop right
before Friday, so it'll be the 29th.
Right before Halloween?
Right before.
I remember you saying you was Gohan one year.
I was. I was Gohan and my dad was Goku, actually, yeah.
Shout out to Harvey.
Yeah, he had the orange gi on. I had the Piccolo gear, you know, because it was like Super Saiyan Gohan when he comes out at the hyperbolic time chamber. So I had like the shoulder pads and all that.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I feel like, I did two anime Halloween outfits that one, and I was Ash, I think a year or two before that.
Okay. So when these costumes, were they like legit?
They were actually pretty good. Like my grandmother was really good with a sewing machine, and she made a lot of my costumes before she moved away to Oregon. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the last ones I think she helped out with.
That's
so
cool.
She always went legit.
Okay.
So it wasn't like a store bought thing, and like it was like somebody put some TLC, some like love and care into like, I have no idea what this is that my grandson is watching, but I will make this. I will make this costume for him.
Yo, grandparents are the best. Matter of fact, Tony Baker, his mom hit me up because her grandson, he likes Demon Slayer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And he loves Asuka.
Demon
number...
Was it three?
Three, the one they just fought in a movie.
Yep.
It's like he loves him.
Oh, he's dope.
Yeah, he's dope.
We both had him high on our moon rankings.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she was like, yo, I need you to find me something of this guy. I don't know what it is. She just texted me out the blue. I need you to find me something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, so grandma can, you know, be grandma in that sense. That's how it is. Grandma wants to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect it.
What did you find?
I found I got to send it to her. I found like a few shirts here and there. And I found like a couple of like
action figures.
But some of them motherfuckers are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Like
oh,
90.
Really?
I saw one for like 600.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy.
That's
dog.
A lot. There's got to be more. That, I mean, come on.
I found one that like a one that kind of like a standstill one. It's like he's like on a stick.
Not to be that person, but there's a lot of knockoffs that come up from a lot of those things. So you may be able to find something for pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. I did find one that was like $30. Yeah. And that's probably the one I'm going to probably go over to Halo 13 too. To see if they got something actually in the store that it is not showing or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because on their website, they didn't have
shipping
shit.
Times and that have been.
Yeah, yeah. So I would want to get it.
That's dope, though.
Yeah. But, you know, that's how it is. I mean, like, for me, I don't think I was ever an anime character I wanted to be. I think I was Wolverine one year. I had the cheap plastic nails.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to go with it.
But I had the classic yellow and blue suit.
Very nice.
And I was walking around, and I was fucking like, hey, Bob. I was probably, like, 8 years old.
Bob, what's going on?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I feel like with Comic-Con, like, that's almost, like, another excuse for people to, you know,
do the Halloween thing.
Test out the, you know... Mm-hmm. The cosplay
some
or whatever.
People go real hard with that.
Oh my god! Yeah, of course.
That's what I want. If I'm gonna do,
If I'm gonna dress up, I want to make sure it's like
I'm legit or something. Because if I want to go, I'm gonna like I said, the easiest thing for me to do right now is like Saitama, right? Go as One Punch Man.
That'd be great.
Keep my beard, One Punch Man with a beard, and you know, I feel like he has a pretty easy costume. I can probably even find it online.
Yellow
jumpsuit,
red cape, red
gloves, some gloves, stuff like that. Yeah, boots. And then I can it'd be a pretty simple one. But at some point, like, I think I'll find a picture of it, but when I saw that sale, the guy came at sale, bro, that shit was the most legit costume I've seen in a fucking long time.
Dude, I think you shared that photo with me. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I did kind of get out of Halloween at an early age-ish. Yeah. I'm not huge on Halloween now. Mm. I'll show up, like, kind of with a really thrown-together costume. But in that vein, somebody in the animation group chat today just shared something that, like, they had... the Demon Slayer, the little like the fox masks that the Water Shira makes for his students, and I was like, if I could get my hands on one of those, that'd be my Halloween costume for the year. I'd probably just show up with the mask on. You know what I mean? Just like
something kind of subtle, but the fans
and, like,
would know.
A bathrobe. And
with the bathrobe, that'd be perfect. I can get like a little like you know plastic sword or something.
Yeah,
that'd
I see a lot of people there. A lot of people they had the Like the Demon Slayer with the kind of like their robes or whatever, their actual ones, not the.
You can buy a lot of that like Tanjiro's jacket. Like a lot of people sell it with the pattern.
Yeah.
So you can find a lot of that that's like good and it's not like a cheap cheap material now. So I'm sure you could find something.
If I could find me, because even though Zenitsu's annoying, I think his colors and costumes is actually pretty dope.
Yeah.
And somebody had his kind of like robe or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think I might actually have it saved on my phone somewhere. And I feel like it was like maybe $60, maybe $50 or something like that. I was it'll be an easy costume. I got a horrible blonde wig, but it'll be hilarious.
That would be funny.
You put that on with that.
And part of the thing is like with Halloween, it's just like you spend so much time and money and energy on that costume just to wear it once. Like, I'm gonna wear that costume like a few years.
I'll bring it up on some other occasions.
I've got a Jedi costume that I wore last year, and then I'll probably be recycling that.
Yeah, just
it's,
I mean,
it works. It's
find something that works.
If you got a dope costume, like Amir went as Prince one year,
yes,
right?
He did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he came as Prince, and
he's like, I can't top that.
And I was like, why should you? He can go as Prince every year and he'll kill.
And you could always change it up a little bit because there's a lot of variations to Prince. You could just change up a different jacket, different shirt.
That is true because he went as the Prince, different pretty much Prince. The Dave Chappelle Prince
the
with the purple.
There's plenty of different iterations.
Yes. I mean, sorry, Mary, you might have to cut the cheeks out, man. You might have to do the. Send it to ice, man. Send it to ice. the butt cheeks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, I guess that's it. And
Yeah.
So this episode, man, we're going to be talking about, we just finished Bleach, and we also watched season one of Yu Yu Hakusho.
Way back when.
If y'all,
it was an OG episode.
That's definitely an OG episode. So we're going to talk about it, man. We're going to compare season ones only. So don't come in here and we're like, nah, man, Ichigo going to be way better.
I'll be saying that.
Yeah.
Bleach just turned the fuck up for me this past weekend.
Oh, what season or what episode you on?
Like episode 115, 116.
Oh, so you're in the thick of it now.
Yeah, we are.
In the triple digits.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah. So but that's the only fair assessment we're going to be doing here is season ones of both shows. So I want to hear how dope Ichigo gets season 7. I don't give a fuck about that. It's not going to mean anything here. It's not fair.
It will have no impact on us at all.
Yeah, so, Because people, a lot of people say that the OG of like this soul shit is Bleach, but it's Yu-Yu came out beforehand.
From what Rob gave me a little tertiary like rundown of what Yu-Yu Hakusho is, I'm like, oh, that just sounds like a Soul Reaper. And he's like, well, this came out first. I'm like, ah, so that must be where Bleach got a lot of its influence, was probably from Yu-Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, yeah. You talk about one of our OG episodes, like, I mean, Yu-Yu's one of the OG animes. Like, it was that and Dragon Ball. Like,
yeah.
Right around, I mean, that came out in 93, which obviously Dragon Ball proper predates that.
Yeah, yeah.
Dragon Ball Z does too, I believe. But like,
yeah.
I mean, for Yu-Yu to be coming out in 93, that's pretty out there for at least the stuff that still gets talked about today.
Yeah, and it's considered a classic to most, and so is Bleach. So I think it's somewhat, at least if we're comparing to first seasons, is a fair thing. Do you have anything for this, Rob? For the because it's kind of like, I guess, a little bit of a versus. And we're gonna go into some different particulars about, you know, I'll probably even have a couple questions that, you know, we're going to be able to answer. You guys can answer in the chat, too. But how you want to jump into this? Any type of breakdown?
Yeah, I mean, we can do just, like, brief breakdowns of the show. So you have Yu Yu Hakusho, you know, about the main character is Yusuke, who's a high school student. Kind of a ne'er-do-well, skips class a lot, you know, gets into a lot of trouble, but sacrifices himself to save a child. And because of that, he was supposed to go to hell, but because he gave his life to save a child, the afterlife doesn't really know what to do with him. They decide to give him a second chance to be like, okay, you can redeem yourself to possibly earn your way into paradise.
Yeah.
Quick question. Did he do stuff that was, like, hell-worthy?
No, I didn't think so, really.
He's just kind of an asshole, to be honest.
Yeah, he beat up kids. Like, he was like, he's like known as a tough guy. He's like because I feel like this is a common like anime trope, like, you know, just like the strongest guy at any high school, and they go fight the other strong kids at other high schools. You know what I mean? And
so then we should all take note. It doesn't take a lot to get you into hell, I guess.
Right? There we go.
And I
feel like I've asked this. Have you guys watched The Good Place?
I've seen parts of it, yeah.
Yeah, that's another show where it's just like, it doesn't take much to get sent down to the bad place.
Shit.
But we're all probably going.
Yeah.
But it's a good show.
It's like nine people in heaven.
Right? So he you know, does different acts and deeds in the afterlife, you know, proving his worth. And then when he's brought back to life, he's brought back and he's basically told, you awaken these spiritual powers. Now you'll work for us as a spirit detective going after demons and ghosts that are causing problems in the material world, the living world. And so he becomes a spirit detective and works with his friends. Kuwabara, personal favorite of mine.
Yeah.
You know, his right-hand man. Then you've got the other two demons that he works with, which are Hiei and Kurama, I believe, is the other one.
Yeah.
They team up with some demons, and they pull up a couple jobs together. And season one, they go and, you know, they also learn from this old teacher woman, Genkai, who teaches them, you know, these spiritual techniques. And it finishes with them, you know, basically going off and challenging these four demons, these four saintly beasts, that they each kind of get a turn at, you know, taking on one of them. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it ends with Yusuke and Kuwabara going to save Hiei's sister, who had been kidnapped by, you know, these criminal organizations. And we see that, you know, they've come a long way and they become very strong within their own right.
Yeah.
And then with Bleach, which we just watched season one of recently, you meet Ichigo. You know, similar story, not necessarily a ne'er-do-well. You know, he seems like a good kid. He works, you know, lives with his family. His mother had passed away. They all work at their dad's, like, you know, doctor's office. But all of them, except for the dad, have some, like, connection to the spiritual world. They can all see ghosts.
Yeah.
And it turns out that there are these spirits called Hollows that, you know, wreak havoc on the real world, much like in, you know, Yu Yu Hakusho. But Ichigo ends up becoming involved with the world of Soul Reapers, who are the people that help fight these Hollows and, you know, protect the living and help souls pass from the land of the living to the land of the dead. But once he gets his powers from another Soul Reaper, he finds out there's all this red tape, all these things that he has to do. And so even though he's agreed to help these souls pass on, he finds it's a very restrictive society. And eventually the person that turned him into a Soul Reaper is hauled away by her brother to go back to the Soul Society to answer for the crimes of giving him his powers. And so season one ends with all of him and his friends, you know, leveling up and getting to their next Ishida. And then you've got Chad, Orihime, all unlocking their powers and then going off to face off against the Soul Reapers and the Soul Society to try to get their friend back, Rukia. So, you know, similar shows in their vibe, you know, dealing with the afterlife and the dead and, you know, people from our world having to, you know, learn about all that and help those pass on. So a lot of overlap as far as like their jobs, what they do and, you know, what they get up to. So, you know, that's why we decided to have this Versus here today.
All right, man. So let's jump into the early shits.
Sure.
All right. Let's not waste any time. All right. In a one-on-one fade, who's winning? Ichigo or Yuyu? Season ones only.
Are they allowed their powers and like weapons, or are they just like fist fighting at this point?
They're allowed to power sword, spirit gun.
Sword, spirit gun. Hmm. Is it me first?
Yeah, if you want to go ahead, yeah, you go ahead first, Rob.
You know, they both have a similar style in that, like, they're both street tough. Like, neither of them are really super trained,
right?
You know, in the martial arts. I mean, obviously, by the end of season one, Yusuke has retrieved some training from Genkai.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what makes it hard. Because I think, like, if you take these guys, like, straight up, like, right off the bat, I think Ichigo takes it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still gonna go with Ichigo. I feel like I gotta give this to Ichigo because I think the one knock against Ichigo's fighting, his fighting, is that he's untrained.
Yeah.
He's kind of just out there, raw talent.
Mm.
Let me just like do what I gotta do. I'm gonna will my way through this.
He's got that never give up heart though,
right?
Where he just,
yeah. Which Yusuke definitely has.
Yeah,
but Yusuke, I feel like as you know, and maybe you'll talk about this a little bit more. Obviously, there's stronger people around Ichigo, but even within his own group,
mm-hmm.
Yusuke is not like the top dog within his like group of like four. If you look at like each character's
true.
Like group of four,
yeah, sure.
You've got Yusuke, Kuwabara, Hiei, and Kurama, and then you take Ichigo. You got Ichigo, Ishida, Orihime, and Chad. I think Yusuke's not the strongest one in his group, I don't think.
He's not. He's for sure not. I think that Yusuke will beat the brakes off of everybody in Ichigo's group.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I think he's whooping all their ass.
Wow,
all
right.
Yeah. I personally, I'm going with Yusuke in this because I just think that I feel like Ichigo is just a little too wild. I feel like at least I felt like watching season one that Yusuke had a little bit more intellect in fighting what he might have to do like to figure some shit out.
Sure.
I feel like right now Ichigo's just on some like I'm gonna
for sure.
He's
no,
just
for
all,
sure.
I'm a headhunter. And right now if that don't work, I'm sure I feel like in the next few seasons that'll change for him. But I feel like as of right now, if we're going off season one and they had to run a one on one fade, I think Yusuke pulls that out.
I can see that. The reason why I think I'm going with Ichigo on this is because I'm looking up at like who they faced off against like in their own shows.
Right.
Like Ichigo going up against a trained Soul Reaper at the end there. I forget the guy's name. Who's the dude with the red hair? Cam?
Renji.
Going up against Renji. He had Renji. He had him.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Ruki's brother stepping in,
yeah.
Ichigo's got that dude dead to rights. And, like, he came up on him quick. And that dude, you know, he came up in the Soul Society. So, like, he's going to have all that training, all that he needs. And, like, certainly Yusuke had moments where he went far and above and beyond what his abilities were. But I just feel like within his own world, like, Ichigo's just, like, he's taking some big swings and hitting above his weight class.
Okay.
Because then what was even the Manus Grande?
Yep.
The fact that he, like, slashed one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Ichigo's got a high ceiling.
Okay. That's fair.
But you're right. I mean, you know.
I think it might be, it's probably a closer fight and a closer battle than either one of us thinks it really is. Like,
for
I mean,
sure.
I don't have necessarily a far out, like, an easy win for Yusuke at all.
And Yusuke fucking loves fighting. I feel like there's so many, like,
yeah.
Ichigo is kind of like take it or leave it. Like, he can fight. He's obviously very strong.
Mm.
But Yusuke seems to revel in it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's scenes where he's just like, when he and, like, Kuwabara get back and they're like, oh, we're going to go tangle with these guys from the other high school. And they're just, like, laughing, like, punching away. Like, those dudes, just, like, that's their thing. So
yeah.
I could totally see Yusuke is, like, he's a tough dude for sure.
Okay. Placed in each other's worlds, Kuwabara. Do you think Kuwabara will be able to survive in the Bleach world? without Yusuke pushing him. Because that's right now, that's his push. He sees Yusuke, I gotta survive because he's Urameshi. You know what I'm saying? So do you think if he goes into that world and Yusuke is not there, that he can go into that world and it's him and Ichigo, and he can actually survive that season one of what they went through with the Hollows?
I think Kuwabara could make it. And I think I'll have a chance to elaborate a little bit on this more later. But I feel like Kuwabara... This will definitely relate to something that I think another question we'll touch on. But I feel like Kuwabara would do well in the Soul Society.
Yeah.
He's like, obviously he's a bit of a rule breaker. He's a bit of a tough guy. Like, you know, there's issues with him not going to class, not doing his testing. But like, when it comes to the spiritual shit, like, Kuwabara takes that seriously.
Yeah.
Like, you find out, like, he's like, oh, yeah, I sense ghosts. Like, I'm kind of psychic. And, like, he buckles down. So I feel like if there came, like, a whole Soul Society, that all got revealed to him. And they were like, we need you. Plus, he's already got the sword.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like he's primed for Soul Society. I feel like he would do well in that world.
Yeah. I actually like Kuwabara. He's a funny character. I think he... Yeah, I think he survives. I low-key think Kuwabara might give fucking Ichigo a run for his money.
Really?
In a fight?
Sure.
I don't think Kuwabara, I think the reason why he can't beat Yusuke is mental. It's like big brother, little brother. It's like, sure, the reason why it would be hard for me to beat my older brother up is because right now he has a mental, this block on me to where he just can get me. From what I know, strength-wise, he's not physically stronger than me. I don't think he's more skilled fighting wise.
Yeah,
I think it's all a mental game
for sure.
And I think if you put Kuwabara there, I think this might not be popular on a sword skill level.
Really,
I think Kuwabara becomes the main character.
Wow, that is a hot take. I don't know if I would go.
Kuwabara would
but...
be the main character of Bleach.
Man,
if he was in there. He will beat. He would beat Ichigo too.
Wow.
On top of Yusuke beating him. I said it. I know where the camera's at exactly on me. But hey, man, look. Fight me in the comment section if you got a problem.
Wow. That is bold. I don't know if I'm going to go with... I love Kuwabara. You know I love Kuwabara. I think he's funny.
You're Kuwabara with the beard.
I love Kuwabara. But I don't know if... Wow. That is
Cam,
something.
Look at Kuwabara right now and tell me he looks like Rob.
No, Kuwabara... Yeah, I agree that he's definitely, but I haven't seen the sword skills from him to make me think that he would outclass Ichigo in a fight. Like,
I mean, going off of season one, Ichigo's not gotten very little sword skills.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that's what I'm saying. Oh, if you're going on season one, Kuwabara would give him a fucking run for his money.
Rob, you should go as Kuwabara for Halloween. That'd be so easy.
I just got to get like a Japanese school outfit.
Yeah.
That and the headband, and you're good.
Well, I don't think season one he wears a headband, right?
Nah, I mean, I see him with one in this.
Yeah.
Like, that's
it might be in a training or something, but yeah. So, I know that's a hot take, bro.
That is a hot take. I mean, they definitely both had the sword level up, you know, throughout the first season, right? Because you had Ichigo starting off with his Zanpakuto, like, just this big, huge sword that's kind of, like, sometimes a problem.
Yeah.
Like, you know, doesn't work in the small spaces. Obviously, he gets all chopped up by the end of it, and he gets his new one once he is able to call its name.
Mm.
But... I mean, Kuwabara, his too. Like, he started out with he had to have the handle, right?
Yeah.
Then he's just like, he lost that, didn't need it. Now he can just, like, make it from anything. And he can change that length, too. So, like his Zanpakuto, it can change in, like, size and quality. And, like, you know,
true,
it's there when he needs it. It's a piece of him. So, yeah, you know.
I feel like Kuwabara has more over his sword right now. I feel like Ichigo is still learning a lot about.
He definitely is.
In season one, yes.
Yeah, and I feel like that might be to his disadvantage. Now, I'm sure, like, in the season two, shit is going to fucking change for both characters in a sense, like, whoever he would fight. But season one, I don't know. All right. Next question.
All right.
What character from Bleach will make the best spirit detective, and what character from Yu will make the best soul reaper?
See, I'm glad I set this up. See, I will say that I agree. Kuwabara would do well in the Soul Reaper world in Bleach. So I would say Kuwabara would make a great Soul Reaper. because of everything I was saying earlier, like, he takes the spiritual stuff very seriously.
True.
I feel like, you know, Yusuke obviously is not necessarily one for... He has the job as the spirit detective, but I don't think he really cares much about it. Yeah. I feel like Kuwabara takes it a bit more seriously. Like, when he dedicates himself to something, like, when he's just like, oh, I'm going to go save that girl, like, he commits.
Yeah.
So I could see Kuwabara being a great Soul Reaper. He would love to, like, protect people. You know, he's got the sword thing going for him already. Like, the Zenpakuto, I feel like Kuwabara would be a shoo-in as a Soul Reaper. Now, as a spirit detective... I would actually go with Ishida. I think Ishida would do really well as a spirit detective, the Quincy.
Yeah.
Just because, like, again, it's the same thing with Ichigo with, like, would he do it? Could he do it? Yeah. But I feel like Ishida fits the system. And especially the fact that, like, they're not about, like, redeeming anybody as soul detectives, as spirit detectives. Mm. Sometimes it's just, like, go kill that man.
Yeah.
And Ishida will do that. Especially with his, like, bow and arrow thing. I feel like that's, like, a spirit detective, like, weapon already. Like, I feel like he would go right, fit well within the system, work well, and be good at the job.
Yeah. Both good answers. Because I feel like, from what you even just said, I feel like Ichigo wouldn't be a good spirit detective in that sense.
I don't think so.
I feel like he's going to be like, well, why? I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be trying to kill. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got too much of the main character, like, I refuse to kill. Like, he's got a little bit of that on him, and which Yusuke does not have. Yusuke's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll take him out.
And I wanted to say
for the Soul Reapers.
Soul Reapers. But nah, he ain't trying to kill people.
Yeah.
He ain't wants to kill you.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck. So for me, for a spirit detective, I think I would actually go with Kurama.
Okay.
Because I feel like, I feel like Kurama would do what he has to do. I think if he has to go there and kill somebody, he can, but I don't think it's necessarily all about that.
Yeah, because he's a demon, but he, like,
yeah,
he has, like, a human mother that he cares about, that he's, like, trying to help out at one point.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what, because I think, I don't want to pick the same person as you, because I think Kurama is a great answer, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I think Kurama, just in that sense, where you're not even part of it, you're a demon or whatever, and you still have that kind of love for the humans, and even your teammates that are humans or whatever, that are, some of them are humans. There's no, like, I hate y'all because y'all not even demons like me, so if y'all die, I don't care. That wasn't the energy that character was ever given. So I'll go with Kurama.
He's got that. He could have, like, the transformative weapon too. He's got the rose that turns into the whip.
Yeah,
you know,
that's. And he has a beast moment in there, too.
He does.
I think they're fighting that rock dude or whatever it was.
Yeah, one of the four saintly beasts. That was his, he went up against him. Yep.
Yeah. As for Bleach, I was having kind of trouble with this. Chad is too soft. Chad is like, hey, you can't just be doing this to people. And, you know, the bird has a spirit.
No, I don't think so.
Ichigo, same thing. I feel like if it was one of the characters that we know anyways, it'd be probably the cat I forgot his name with the hat. What's his name?
Urahara, yeah.
Yeah, Urahara. I think he will, because he's kind of, probably like an OG.
Yeah,
and I feel like he knows what has to get done has to get the fuck done.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely that character.
It's just like, oh, I gotta do this? Hey, you gotta go, bro.
Yeah.
This is the job I was told I had to do. I got to get you up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and he's smart, too.
And he's smart. And he's a beast. Mm-hmm. Even though we haven't seen a whole bunch of it, you could just tell off when he fought Ichigo, even for a little bit. It's just like, all right, I'm holding back, clearly.
Yeah.
It'll be a problem.
And
so,
we've seen from, like, some of, you know, Yusuke's fights, he's had to use his brains. Like, whether, like, he took somebody's cigarette and, like, pinned it on a guy so he could see him in the dark. Like,
yeah.
He's had to reverse people's spells. Like, it's not always about just, like, I have to fight harder.
Right.
Like, he really does, like, have to think his way out.
And that's, that's what I was saying, in a sense of, like, in their particular fight, I think in season one, Yusuke is winning that. I just don't see, what's his name, being a better... Just overall, it's like it's hand skills, it's spirit gun skills, and then as dumb as they might try to make Uramessi at first, he's not necessarily...
He's street smart.
Yeah, he's street smart, exactly. He's very, very street smart, so he uses that in battle and gets a W. So this might actually be a... Shit, this is low-key, might be a one-sided question, to be honest.
All right.
4-on-4. Who you got?
Oh, Ichigo's team versus those four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough because Ichigo carries that team. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, season one wise.
See, that's the thing. Is like if we're talking.
No,
I know
he carries the team.
No, I'm saying in a sense of like.
Yeah.
Strong players versus the strong players on his team against Urameshi's team. Urameshi's team, like we said, he's not the strongest.
Yeah. I think Hiei is taking out the Bleach crew
by himself
on his own. I don't think it's much of a problem. He's a beast. Hiei is literally a demonic monster.
Yeah.
And he is like the only reason he and Kurama end up working with them is that they're gonna get a pardon
right.
for all of the terrible shit they've done.
Yeah.
I feel like this is one of those, I think, long term, you take the show's full scale, eventually Ichigo's foursome, which I'm sure by the time you get to the end is a completely different main foursome.
How good are they right now? Can you say? Are they pretty good, or is it still Ichigo?
Ichigo carries the team.
See, that's the thing. Season one, Ichigo is not beating Hiei.
Yeah.
It's
no
not
way.
Happening.
No fucking way.
I don't think he's beating Kurama either.
I don't think he's beating Kurama either. I guess I think he's having trouble with Kuwabara.
It's tough. And unfortunately, like you mentioned, Ichigo is carrying the team.
Yeah.
Matter what.
Right.
So, like, Ishida maybe has, like,
he's
a moment.
He's, like, the contender, but he couldn't fight Ichigo.
Chad and Orihime aren't helping.
No. Yeah, and then, well, Rukia?
Well, Orihime's there when everyone gets hurt. She can heal them, and that's, like, her base ability that she can do. Everybody else is, like, Chad's for show. Ishida can do some things, but can't.
If you put in Rukia, like, before she gave Ichigo his powers, maybe they would have, like, a chance because she's a full-blown Soul Reaper at that point with training and spells and all that. But anytime we see her try to use the spells after that, she can't do anything.
I mean...
And even the Hollows are like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, she low-key trash in season one anyway.
She is.
Is she low-key trash throughout?
She's one of those characters who's, like, constantly healing and constantly hurt and can't fight. At least at this point. I'm on season, like, midway through season 6.
Jean Grey, I don't got time
she just
for this.
She just got, like, oh, I'm finally healed now, where I am now. And this is episode 115. She's like,
115?
I'm back.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I haven't seen her do anything yet, but apparently she's fully healed. So we'll see.
All right. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have my doubts.
Now, there is a team you could build of Soul Reapers that could probably do some damage.
Yeah, bring in Byakuya and we've got some problems.
Okay, that's fine. Put him in there. Yeah.
Put him in there, and I still think we're talking like, all right, might be a little, we're talking a little bit more even.
Okay.
Because like Hiei, I feel like Hiei and Byakuya, that's like a pretty good battle there. To like bump that up. Because if you put in the other guy, Renji, like, put him in.
Renji can't stand toe-to-toe with Ichigo still, though. Like, he's still...
Yeah, so put him up against Kurama, and Kurama's taking that.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then you have your others, you know. If you put in Urahara,
would be a contender. Yes, he would be definitely.
You put him in against Kurama, then I think, okay, Urahara could possibly win that matchup. He seems like a beast.
He's experienced, got the wisdom and all that.
I feel like if you put those guys in there on I feel like you have to go in a wider character pool for Bleach because
definitely.
His immediate like companions are just not on the same level.
Right.
But if you go to, like, you bring in an Urahara, you bring in a Byakuya, you could make a team of Bleach characters that could take on that season one team. And I think win.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, certainly what we've seen from some of those Soul Reaper captains, like, he cut up Ichigo, like, 3 times before anybody knew what happened.
Oh, yeah. It gets real. There's definitely powerful captains.
For sure. Yeah. So, like, these guys definitely have that level that some of these other guys can get to. Genki, I forget her name, but... I know she's also on another level. We're not even really considering her in this, but she's like an old master that can, you know, she can handle herself.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're going off just to their initial 4-person squad, it's not lopsided. It's a stomp out.
It is.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say this. I'm literally sending Kuwabara out there to handle business.
Really?
And I'm sending Kuwabara out there. I think he takes out at least 3 people from Bleach on the original squad, not if you were putting the other.
My caveat to that is if Orihime's on the team, Kuwabara is falling for Orihime, and he's just like,
ooh, there we go.
He's simping for Orihime hard, I think. You know?
Damn it.
He's going to see a pretty lady. He's going to see a pretty busty lady, and he's gonna be like, you know what? I'm out. Like, I can't hurt this woman. And she's going to win on default. But he's going to take out the other 3. I could see that happening.
Okay. All right. So next question. Who do you think just has the better side characters for the first season? Me personally, I feel like I would have to go with Yu Yu Hakusho, mm-hmm. just because at least I feel like they gave us something for each character. You felt Kuwabara for whatever reason. He's the Vegeta of the show somewhat, right? Yeah. In the sense of like chasing the main character. You got a little sense of Kurama for his sister going through whatever. You got a little bit of Hiei, what he is, and his battle and trying to get his journey going on. I felt like the other characters, I feel like even with Chad, I feel like we don't know too much about Chad, right?
Yeah.
The other side characters, it's still a mystery. I feel like, to be honest with you, I feel like Yu Yu Hakusho was pretty quick.
Yeah.
It didn't lag too much. I feel like Bleach was like, we're getting like nine seasons.
Yeah.
Because what is two, three seasons?
Yeah, two or three at the most, I think.
Yeah, it's not too long. So maybe they were just like, all right, we ain't got time for this bullshit. We gotta get it in, bro.
Gotta move it along.
we ain't got time for this. We got about two, three seasons max in this bitch. So yeah, I would go side character wise. I was just more attached to the side characters in Yu Yu Hakusho. Like I liked all the side characters. I liked his whole team.
Yeah.
I didn't hate anybody on that team at all.
I agree with that. Like, I feel like, and this is tough because I think the side characters on Bleach are good, but like it's spread out amongst more characters, if that makes sense. Whereas,
yeah,
like,
a ton of side characters.
You've got a smaller character pool in Yu Yu Hakusho, but I feel like those characters are, I like them more. Like, I do like Akubara more. I like Hiei and Kurama. They've got more interesting stories to me than like Chad for sure. And Orihime is like fine.
What you get in the first season, there a lot of that comes later on. There'll be like tiny arcs that'll be like, oh, you'll get a little more backstory on Chad or on Ishida or on Orihime. But in the first season, a lot of it's Ichigo,
right? Yeah. And I think it does have moments too where I think you have good character moments. I forget the guy's name, but the paranormal investigator psychic guy, the bohahaha.
Yeah.
Like, he's really fun.
Yeah.
You know, that was an unexpected, really fun character that, you know, you don't really get anything like that on Yu Yu Hakusho. Or even, like, you know, Urahara is a great character. I really like him, but he's not really in that main group. I would say even his whole shot, like, is those characters are
his
all really interesting.
Steps up all the time.
So I would say it's like quality versus quantity when it comes to these shows and their characters. Yeah. I think the quality of the characters are better on Yu Yu Hakusho, but there are more good characters on Bleach, if that makes sense.
At least on the first season, because I think it's really just those guys. It's Hiei, Kurama, Akuramo, and Yusuke, and then Kuwabara. And then everything else is just pretty much, besides, I mean, you have like the little baby or whatever. Little thing.
I do know who you mean.
I forgot, but he pretty much runs the spirit realm or whatever it is, or like one of the people that runs the spirit realm. And then you have Genkai who comes in.
Koenma. He's Koenma. Funny.
So because season two some other stuff happens, but all right. Next question. Who is a better overall character from season one, Yusuke or Ichigo? I can go first.
You can go first.
I have to go Yusuke. Plenty of reasons. One of the reasons is, one, the kid was an asshole. Sacrificed his life for a stranger.
Yeah.
Got himself killed. Now, Ichigo sacrificed himself, or at least not necessarily sacrificed himself, but like did what he had to do for his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Fair. I feel like that was a bigger sacrifice. I just think there's so many different things that drew me to Yusuke, whether it's, I feel like he's just more of a tougher. I like the character design of Yusuke a lot better, too.
Hmm.
When I look at Ichigo, I feel like Ichigo is, I don't know. He don't like a badass character to me.
Hmm.
When I look at Yusuke, I feel like he's like that. He's like a tough motherfucker. I like the way they have him actually throwing hands for real. Like, you see him throwing real hands. I feel like overall his, I can't say his story is better. That's where it gets tricky, I think, for me.
Yeah.
Because I think, when it goes to Ichigo and his mom and how his, that's where it gets tough for me, in a sense. I feel like at least the story of Ichigo and like what he has to I guess overcoming that sense is tougher because I don't remember Yusuke having to go through real family issues like that.
Well, his dad's not around, and his mom has like a drinking problem, and he's basically had to raise himself. Like I remember because when he's dead at the beginning for a while, he's like thinking like I'll just pass on to the afterlife and whatever because nobody's gonna miss me.
Yeah,
and then he's like, oh, like my mom's crying, like this girl that I care about is crying, even Kuwabara is like people will miss me, so
yeah,
I should stick around kind of thing. But yeah, he mostly just talks with his, he like yells at his mom for like spending all her money on like booze essentially because she's just like lazy and hangs out.
Yeah,
and that's essentially it. They don't, I don't really feel like they get too into that.
Sounds like typical anime parents. Like,
yeah,
terrible. One's gone. One's an alcoholic.
Yeah, she just spends all her money on like lottery tickets, I think.
Like, I feel bad because Ichigo, his dad's a fucking great guy, honestly. Great dad.
He's got a great dad.
Yeah, he's got a great father. And then his mom is dead, and she probably would have been a great mother.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I don't know. I'm more drawn to Yusuke. And I felt like, in watching this, I feel like Yusuke, he would also even handle both worlds better, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta side with Yu. I gotta go with Yusuke for my, if we're going to overall better character season one, anyways.
Interesting. Yeah, I would say, for me, character design, I actually prefer Ichigo. I think I like the scowl and the orange hair and like the big sword. I'm like, all right, that's dope.
Yeah.
I prefer him in that regard. When it comes to like who I prefer as a character, like there is so much overlap. Like obviously I think they are two guys that would get along. You know, I feel
they
like
they would fight.
They would fight.
Yeah,
and that would be their love language. Their love language would be shit. Be
their
the shit
love
out of
language
each other.
Would be. that's great. I love that.
That's how they show their respect for each other. You know, but as far as like who I prefer as a character, I think I also have to go with Yusuke. I want to go with Ichigo to have the other side of it. But I feel like we spent about the same amount of time with them. I mean, it's about 20, 25 episodes in both first seasons.
Like that, yeah.
And I feel like I know Yusuke better.
Right.
You know, I feel like I know that guy. And you have seen him, even though we don't necessarily get into the specifics of his family life or fixing that. You see that he's, well, both of them, you see like they're tough exteriors, but they, you know, that's obviously like hiding a lot and,
yeah,
you know, their sensitivity and hurt of other things, you know, down underneath. But I feel like Yusuke's just a little bit more, I don't know, he's a bit more game.
Yeah.
You know, like, whereas Ichigo, I feel like he needs some convincing. Sometimes you got to, like, pull him into stuff. And, like, right from the get-go, Yusuke's kind of like, well, I guess it takes him some convincing before he's just like, all right, fine, I'll help you guys out. But, like, whenever he's tested, and he's tested a lot, he always makes the right choice. Even when it came down to, they gave him that golden egg, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh, this is your secret. Like, this will, like, you have to hatch this. Or, and once you hatch it, like, it'll help you come back to life.
Right.
And he sacrifices that to save his friend's life. And it turns out that was the test all along. And that if he had held on to the egg, it would have turned into a monster and eaten him. So, like, he has those tests of character that he passes. And even, you know, and I'm sure Ichigo does this. They both turn, you know, enemies into friends. But I don't know. I agree. I just vibe with Yusuke a little bit more.
Yeah, because I feel like he's had to, you get to see, after season one, you get to see Yusuke's morals and ethics and who he, like you say, who he is as a person. I feel like we're going to probably learn that in the next few seasons more with Ichigo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're fully there yet. You know what type of person he is. Even though, like I said, this guy, presumably like this tough kind of like asshole, he might be kind of selfish as a kid, 14, 15, whatever the fuck he is. You know he's willing to sacrifice for other people out the gate the first episode. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, we both lean towards it. I get it.
I will give Ichigo this, to say something nice about Ichigo. What I like about him is that, what I do like about him is that he questions what he's told about the Soul Society.
Right.
Constantly.
Yes, yes.
And, like, Ruki is telling him stuff, and he's just like, you're in a fucking cult, lady. Like, do you hear yourself right now? Like, and I appreciate that he brings that perspective in and has clearly influenced Rukia in such a way that she's changed her perspective in her life, and I like that about him.
Fucking Cam just gave us a
give me it's not over there.
Maybe.
But I just feel like she or Ichigo is much more like he's able to see the situation clear in a way that he, you know, he
a little
even,
more objective. He can kind of step back and be like, wait, kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. And even, you know, so much as a, like when he levels with Ishida and he's just like, I don't give a fuck about the past, man. Yeah. We have this in front of us right now. We have problems here. Mm-hmm. Let's just solve this and let's just take these guys out together. And like, they're able to bury that hatchet. I like that about Ichigo, but you know, I still feel like there's so much that we haven't learned about this guy. Whereas I feel like they did more with Yusuke in season one.
Okay. All right. Two more questions. And then we can, I guess we can talk about it, wrap it up.
Yeah.
Next question. If you had to build a don't want a three or four person. Let's do a fuck it. Let's just do a three person soul team. Both shows. You can only pick three people combined from both shows.
Okay. Just from season one.
Just from season one.
Okay.
I know Cam. You can only pretty much choose from Bleach.
Yeah, I can only pick Bleach.
But yeah, you can only choose three characters. Would your three team, if they had to go and fight the spirit world, this combined spirit world, if it was
okay.
Who would be on your three team, and you have to at least choose one person, at least for us two, from one person from the other show?
Okay. Do they have to fit in any kind of specific category?
No, it's however you think, however you would build a team.
Okay. I would take, to start off the team, to lead the team, I would take Genkai.
Okay.
To be like, all right, this is like, she's leading the team. She's the master. She's like, she's got everything under control. I think even when she had her fighting tournament and that demon showed up, she was just like, I knew it was him. I could have handled it. I just kind of wanted to see what you guys would do about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She clearly knows what she's doing. She's dangerous. She's got the experience. I'm putting her on the head of the team.
Mm-hmm.
After that, give me... I would put Ichigo in there with her as like, okay, that's the head of the team. Now you give him orders. Tell him where to go. Tell him who to go fight and just let him go be that, do that.
Yeah.
You know? And then as far as like my secret weapon, I'm taking Hiei and just being like, he's the dude, like, shit's going down. We need to let the Hulk out. We got to go get Wolverine. We, you know, this is our guy, you know, breaking glass in case of emergency. I'm going with Hiei because I feel like he would be the guy that's like, all right, all things are like going to shit. Who do we need? Who do we turn to? Hiei. So my team is Genkai, Ichigo, and Hiei.
Okay. Tough squad. Very tough squad. I like that.
Thank you.
Okay. I would open up. And for me, I would want a natural leader also, and I would go Yusuke.
Okay, yeah.
I would go Yusuke as my natural leader because I feel like he's just a natural-born leader. I feel like Ichigo's not necessarily a leader like that. Like you said, he would need orders given to him.
Yeah.
He's very headstrong, do your own thing, unless someone higher up is telling him what to do.
Boom, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like Yusuke is a way better leader. As we saw, he's not even the strongest, and his squad is kind of following him in a sense.
For sure.
In Yu Yu Hakusho. So I'm going with him. He gets the job done. He's willing to sacrifice what he needs to sacrifice. He understands. I feel like he understands the mission better. And also, I can't pick Genkai because I don't want to have the full. It's just not
double up.
But that's a great fucking. She. So Yu as my pretty much. I'm going as my leader. Mm-hmm. I'm going as my. I gotta go with Rob with this one. I gotta go with Hiei. On some just like. Shit needs to get murdered.
Yep. He's the guy.
We don't got time to ask questions. This motherfucker's powerful. You get him.
Yeah.
Or Yusuke, you make up a plan, but this, you handle the shits.
Yeah.
We don't got time for this. Hawk out, like you said. Because I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna always want a killer on my team. I understand people are like, oh, nah. I want a certified murderer on my team because sometimes... Motherfuckers gotta die.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing with Hiei is like that last little stretch, right? They have his sister kidnapped and he like delivers the message to Kuwabara and Urameshi. I don't even think knowing what the message is.
Right.
But he finds out some like gangster because he listens in, has kidnapped his sister and is using her tears, which turn to diamonds, to make him rich. And his reaction is, you better hope you find him first because I'm going. And if I find him first, nobody's taking him out of there in cuffs. So, yeah, straight up killer. Absolutely.
Straight up killer, no problems. And then my wild card, Orihime.
Okay, really?
That's a girl that can heal, right?
Yep. I mean, listen, every team needs a healer for sure.
I thought Rob was gonna go with this because I feel like Rob had when he does his team when it comes to he'd be like, yeah, I need my
if
my
I
healer.
Had a fourth spot, maybe bring in the healer. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But she also has dope powers too. Yeah. Like the stuff that she can she probably hasn't fully learned it yet. But
and it's easier for the enemy to underestimate what she can do just based on her appearance and her.
And she can certainly play defense.
Yes.
Yeah, she can once she that's
her
what I would have.
Her super powerful and her healing abilities, that's where she top notch.
Yeah, now have her kind of sit back, let the guys probably do some work. Their ego is going to come into place, be like, yo, I can do my own defense. Yeah, we're not doing that. You're going to, when they're not going to be looking, you make sure you have their backs in defensively. And I feel like he's not going to go down easy, but I feel like Yusuke can easily get over his head maybe.
Yeah.
And get fucked up really hard.
Yeah.
And boom, that's where she comes in, heals my guy up. We're back to square one. And we can win this fight.
For sure, because Yusuke does go all out. Like, he will be like, I might not see the end of this fight, but I'll try and do what I got to win.
Oh, man. Season 2. Just that fight. He literally, they're punching for damn near 30 minutes. Probably long. I think it might be multiple episodes they're fighting in that one fight. But that'll be my squad. And I feel like, I feel like both of our squads are solid. I feel like both of them going into the world, to this soul world, where they got to just either, whether it's, either world. I think they navigate through either world and get shit done. They get busy.
Absolutely. For sure.
And then they get busy. All right. So last question. Overall, what was the better season one in your opinion?
I think it's pretty clear from a lot of my answers. I went with Yusuke and a lot of stuff. I'm going to go with Yu Yu Hakusho having the stronger first season.
Yeah.
That being said, it's close. And I liked Bleach. I did like it. I feel like I'm trying to give this caveat of just like, no, I promise I liked it. But, you know, it's just Yu Yu Hakusho. I mean, it's a classic and it holds up. And it's one of those things that, like, even though it's old, it looks old, it doesn't feel old sometimes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where I'm watching this, I'm like, this still feels fresh and funny and impactful. And I like these characters. Mm. And it's a tight first season. Like it's 25 episodes. And I kind of doing the research for this episode and reading back, and like every episode I'm like, oh man, like that happened right after that, right after that, like this season moves.
It wasn't really any fillers, right?
None. They go right from he's dead to go kill these demons, to team up with these demons to kill other demons, to go train with this lady, to then go, you know, fight with these demons again. Like everything is moving towards, like, they are on a mission to go fuck shit up.
Yeah.
You know, more or less. Once he gets through that first round of like redeeming himself, then it's all about you're on a dangerous mission.
Yeah.
And I feel like there were some episodes of Bleach that, while they were fun, weren't necessary. They did feel a little fillery. You could lift them out.
Yeah.
They don't really matter in the long run.
Yeah.
And there's certainly characters and moments that, like, you can just brush right past on Bleach, whereas on Yu Yu Hakusho, it all feels important.
Yeah. And that was going to be my thing. I'm going to go with season one, Yu Yu Hakusho also. I feel like there was no real big threat in Bleach season one until they got...
You see teases of stuff.
Right, but I guess I'm saying until we saw Rukia's brother kind of step in, he'd be like, all right, there's somebody that's going to be a fucking threat and a problem.
Yeah.
But I'm right now, I don't think he's necessarily an enemy in that sense.
I agree, and I feel like it's not an unfair comparison, but I think the shows, in a way, are kind of trying to do two different things. Whereas Bleach is building a huge world where I can tell, like, they are telling you real shit is coming.
Right.
And it's on its way.
Yeah.
Whereas Yu Yu Hakusho is like, real shit's here right now.
Yeah.
It's happening.
You got to get with it or get lost, get left.
And so it's just a little bit more present. It's happening, you know, right then and there. Like I said, it all feels important. Whereas, like, with Bleach, you're getting hints of things that are going to be important and, you know, three seasons, and it all circles back, and that's cool.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, it's a little bit of a different flavor.
Yeah, and I guess for me too, I kind of like that for an old school anime to have net breaking speed like how Demon Slayer does.
Yeah,
I gotta respect it too. Like, I feel like sometimes the old school ones, they did have a lot of filler in it. They did have some bullshit that we didn't care about in there.
Somebody put in the chat earlier, you know, Namek's gonna explode in 5 minutes, and that's, you know, half a season.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody got time for that? I don't, especially when if I was first watching these, both of these shows, I feel like I would have been more in a Yu Yu Hakusho also, just because it's like, it's going, 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 going. And then I'm not going to lie to you, I wasn't a fan of that cliffhanger at the end of Bleach. I was
really?
Upset.
Really?
I mean, it makes me want to watch the next season, of course.
I got you.
But I like how Yu Yu Hakusho was kind of like, all right, we're going to this next thing now. Mm-hmm. And then now they go to like this tournament or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like we felt that and we got that. And it's like, I'm not necessarily, I like a little bit of closure. Like,
okay.
I'm not one of these people, like, I don't like to necessarily be left on a cliffhanger all the time.
Okay.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember seeing any real weaknesses in Yu Yu Hakusho, like, as a show. Like, I don't, besides the animation, I think I might have touched on the animation when we first watched it. And we haven't talked about it in a long time. I might have said some more shit. I honestly don't remember. But
I mean, there are definitely times like when I remember when we were talking about it, we were like, oh, this whole part of the fighting tournament takes place in the dark.
Yeah.
And it's like, so they can sense each other kind of thing. But really, we're just like, well, you just saved a ton on your animation budget.
Because
you're just coloring the whole frame black.
Yeah, because the animation budget was low key. it's not really that good.
Right.
In Yu Yu Hakusho. It's pretty chunky in a sense, like it's pretty stiff. But I hope they bring it back and reanimate it, because they've been talking about that for a while now.
That'd be great.
But yeah, I don't remember any besides as a just character wise, fighting wise, enjoyment wise, I don't really remember seeing any weaknesses in that first season, in my personal opinion. Whereas I feel like in Bleach, there were times where I was just like, this is cool. I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't hate it. It wasn't a stretch that I hated at all, but it was a stretch where I was just like, it was whatever.
Yeah, and I brought this up. There were a lot of repeated beats as far as like, oh my god, they're about to deal the killing blow, and then somebody shows up just on time. That happened a lot on Bleach.
Yeah,
and I understand, you know, its purposes, but the fact that I noticed it.
Yeah, and then like,
you know,
I guess
mean?
It's kind of what Ice kind of touched on before. He was like, it had his Monster of the Week moments, and I feel like. Mm-hmm. Yu Yu Hakusho, from what I remember, didn't really have that. I feel like there were stakes in a lot of these fights. Like there was some shit. They could have got killed by some of these people
for sure.
And I feel like I was never afraid for Ichigo at any moment.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
because I know there's 16 seasons and like 300 episodes.
Yeah, so. That might be what it is too. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I feel like.
But I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the fact that my main character is not the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's why I love Demon Slayer so much. It's like maybe it's that parallel that I didn't even realize I liked. The main character is not the best character.
Yeah.
In Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
And clearly, I feel like they make Ichigo head over heels over everybody. Maybe besides, I keep getting dude with the hat's name.
Oh, Urahara.
Urahara. I feel like he's probably the dopest in that show, at least from the first few seasons, in a sense, from what I see. But I don't know. Yeah, I gotta go season one, Bleach. I mean, season one, Yu Yu Hakusho. And yeah, man,
I'm right there with you.
How do y'all feel in the comment section, man? What do y'all think in the comment section? What do y'all think?
They've been very Yu Yu heavy.
Yeah.
They're very Yu Yu heavy?
I think because it's a shorter anime, they were able to do like if you trimmed down Bleach into three seasons, it would probably be definitely a contender, but it's not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of, I think, where the idea is coming from. That they're able to, be fast paced because they're not filling it with stuff that's not impactful on like the main story.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Bleach has a decent amount of filler.
Yeah, no, I mean it's kind of like what I was saying. It's almost like they're trying to do two different things.
Exactly.
And you know, so I can't knock it too much for that, but you know, it's just what personal preference one over the other.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like as I'm sure. You know, if we keep watching Bleach, which I liked Bleach. I would keep watching it once I've caught up on a couple other shows that I'm watching.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's doing a different thing. It's building a huge world that, like, I'm sure when I get, like, to episode 115, I'm going to be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I can't believe what I'm watching.
Yeah.
All this is, like, paying off and, like, there's huge reveals.
There's that kind of.
Because it's going to get to a sort of depth that Yu Yu Hakusho can't get to. Because it didn't plant those seeds and wait for them to grow. It kind of just was like, here's shit for you right now.
Yeah, that's true. And do you feel like that's worth it to go that many seasons in the world that has been building right now, Cam?
I mean, where I am now, it's paying off because I'm like, okay, but I'm a little bit in like a finally we're back to like things are amping up again. And
yeah.
Things are actually happening. Because like the filler's good and there's a lot of character development.
Mm-hmm.
the past filler arc that I went through is like, this could have been cut down, like, you could have cut a third out of this and it would have been fine. Yeah. It's just stuff like that.
Yeah, somebody, Styx has said, Bleach needs a Kai version. They need a Bleach Kai.
Yeah, just like a trim, Bleach trim
Kai.
Something.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
If they had a Bleach Kai, I would absolutely take
that. But, like,
that.
It's good. Like, I mean, I'm satisfied with where it is. There's nothing that's, I've been like, now I can't watch this anymore.
I'm just sick of anime, because you don't have to have filler. I'm just sick of anime having, like, they were like, we got to put filler in here.
I think part of it, and someone mentioned this in the comment, is I think they were catching up to the manga. So
got
like,
it. Got
we
it.
We can't surpass what's going on right now. We gotta do something to like
now, that's,
divert.
That's fair. Going. That's fair. Yeah. I'll give it that then. That's fair. But yeah, thank y'all for tuning in. Roxy hit me up. She can't do.
Okay. Well, we'll figure out what we're gonna do for next week.
So we're gonna figure out another topic because we're gonna have Roxy on. But we're gonna have Roxy probably in the next few weeks. If y'all remember Roxy Hayes, if you didn't watch the episode with her. It was a real deal episode.
It was,
but
that
she
was
fucking hilarious.
Episode. She was great.
She was amazing. So we want to bring her back to let her let loose for real and have some goddamn fun with us. And I think the topic that she chose is going to be a topic that everybody's going to want to join in. To be honest,
oh yeah,
that's dope. Okay,
yeah, it's going to
be a good one.
Yeah, so I don't want to get the topic away yet because it's not coming up probably in the next week. Maybe
we'll save that one.
We'll save that one. But yeah, any shout outs that you have.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to do for my artist shout out. I'm actually going to I'm going to plug the man that's in the room with us, Stickman Studios.
Oh,
Cam,
boy.
He's been getting into his drawing bag a little bit.
I have.
So check out Cam's art. He's been doing some digital artwork. He takes a lot of great photos too. So be sure you check out our producer here, Cam's profile. It's Stickman Studios on Instagram, STIKMAN Studios. And Cam, I take it you know how to spell that one. So you
yes. I appreciate that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, it's some good stuff. Cam,
kill
some great
Cam.
Work.
I've actually got some artwork that's going to be, I'm going to be dropping that over the next
Very
week.
Nice. Yeah. You also do some mini painting. I don't know if you want me to plug that one too.
Yeah, sure.
What's that one?
That'd be at Chill Paints.
At Chill Paints. Can see Cam gets into the Warhammer 40K painting and like those little like mini plastic figures and stuff. I don't know how you do that with those tiny paint brushes, but it's pretty nuts. And you do the dioramas.
Yeah,
and
they, the whole
you
thing.
put some like scenes together using the figures. I'm like, that's
I've been doing it for 20 years.
Dope.
So yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Shit. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Cam was blushing on his camera, bro. He was when you said he was like, nah. Nah, leave the camera on. Leave the cam on, bro.
Man,
it's my weakness.
I'll let
I
you do your plug,
that.
But I'll pull up some of these diorama pictures, man. I'm like, this is fucking dope.
Yeah. So shout out to Ice. Ice and Brendan wasn't here today, but so Ice Dot McGowan on Instagram at Brendan's the best or Brendan is best, right?
Brendan the best.
Yeah. Brendan the best on Instagram also. Myself, Keenan Baker on everything. Animation podcast on everything. This comes out Friday. Let me know, and even shoot me probably some DMs too on Instagram. Movie night. I'm gonna try to find. If y'all can't give me something that's a dope horror, then I have to find something else. But I'm down to do a horror on the 30th or 31st for our movie night to end this month off. And next month, I'm probably gonna start Tokyo Revengers as like a little
I guess like a
movie show night with the people on there and on Patreon, and then we can just kind of watch that first season together and probably do the same thing, like a 4-episode stint every time, so I'm not keeping y'all hostage and no shit like that.
Okay.
So yeah, man, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode.
Do you want to say it, Cam?
I mean, you've been listening to the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
The greatest. Shout out to Cam. Could have gave it some more energy though, Cam.
That's what you're gonna get.
As you saw, if you're on the Patreon, Cam did not power up with us.
No.
Cam does not like exerting a lot of energy. So I appreciate that. The greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire
world.
In the entire world. I think we actually might have missed it. No. We did miss it last week.
But if you watch the whole episode to the end, I did include our little...
You did include it in?
We did do it at the end.
Okay, and Brennan,
it was a little add-on, but we did it.
Here's my tip. Here's my thing. I think Brennan secretly likes it.
I think so, too.
I think he doesn't want
to... He just likes being a hater.
No, he doesn't want to like it because of Ice, specifically.
Yeah, probably.
Him and Ice had their little rivalry or whatever.
Can't be friends now. You gotta get this up for the cameras.
Because he was like... He literally... The cameras were still on. We didn't end the show yet. He's like, yes, we made it without saying the...
Mm-hmm. He wanted us to see
and
it.
I was like,
yeah,
the greatest fucking anime podcast?
Which I tacked on at the end.
Oh, man, you so said it.
If you didn't hear it on the last episode, watch all the way to the end.
Yes.
No, he likes it.
Yeah,
he
likes it, man, on the low. I feel like Brendan masturbates over it. He just loops it in his head. It's the greatest. It's the greatest. It's the greatest. Ah!
Oh, man.
That was horrible to end on that. But whatever.
What a horrible mental image that left me with.
Close the show out, Keenan.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.